Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Mahfouzi from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company First Quarter 2020 Financial Results Conference Call. From the company, we have Mr. Abdulrahman Najdi, he's the General Manager. We also have Mr. Jamal Al-Din Al-Banna, he's the Finance Manager, and we also have Wala Al-Sayed, the Investor Relations Officer. We will start this conference with the presentation of the company's performance, followed by questions and answers session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jamal Al-Din Al-Banna to get us started. Please go ahead, Mr. Jamal.
Dear all, good afternoon, Ramadan Kareem. We are pleased and on behalf of Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company Management to present to you in this brief summary of the company's performance pertaining to the first quarter of the year 2020. The company achieved during the period from 3rd January to 31st March net profit of Qatari riyal 1,467,260 compared to Qatari riyal 3,141,394 for the same period of the previous year. The earning per share amounted to Qatari riyal 0.02 for the period ended March 31, 2020, and the earning per share amounted to the Qatari riyal 0.05 for the same period of the previous year. The net profit for the period ending March 31, 2020 decreased by almost 53% compared to the same period in 2019 due to the reduction of revenues and expenses increasing. To explain what is happening, the revenue reduction, because we have a approximately 14% of revenue for the previous March, it is unusual revenue, and we did not receive during this current period the cash dividend pertaining to the year 2019 for the host companies. This happened because of the delay of the General Assembly meeting for them. The last Doha Bank have not paid cash dividend for the year 2019. Regarding the expenses increasing, the expenses increasing for the period ended March 2020 because the following expenses are not included in the period ended 31st March 2019. First, the adoption of the new accounting standard number 16 concerning rent, which was applied to the Qatar Cinema Rental contract and direct expenses charged to the Qatar Cinema project. Secondly, the Board of Directors remuneration and the fees for the external auditors paid during April for the previous year. Because for the year, our General Assembly meeting was on the April. The third, increasing of depreciation cost because we have increasing our asset value. In spite of our cinema closed on 12 March 2020 and the impact of this section on the consequences of the coronavirus, the revenue of this period decreased by 14% compared to the revenue of the same period of the previous years. We observed the stability of rental income, which constitutes the largest part of the total income of company, and despite of the situation of the real estate investment sector, the net income almost the same, increased by 0.6% compared to the same period in the previous year. The value of the asset is increasing by the adoption of the new accounting standard number 16. Moreover, the current asset is affected by the cash dividend paid to our shareholders for the year 2019 and the capital and direct expenses concerned to Qatara Cinema Project. The major news during this period, the General Assembly meeting and they approved The meeting approved the report of the company activities and the financial position for the year ended 31st December 2019. The AGM approved the audit report for the audit finance and financial account for the year ended 31st December 2019 The AGM discusses the company balance sheet and profit losses account of the financial year ended 31st December 2019, and AGM approves the auditor report for the company's financial statement. The AGM approves the board recommendation for the dividend payment for quarterly real 0.10 per share, representing 10% of the nominal share value. The AGM approved the corporate governance annual report for the year 2019. The AGM absolved the chairman and member of board of directors for any liabilities of the financial year ended 31 December 2019 and to approve their remuneration. The AGM decided to appoint Tilal Abu Ghazal and Company International as external auditors for the year 2020. Thanks, and we are ready for questions.
Mark, we are ready for questions if there are any.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing the digit star followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Hello, speakers. We have no questions coming through. I'll hand the call back to you.
Thank you, Mark. Well, if there are no questions, I would like to conclude by saying thank you, Mr. Jamal Al-Din Al-Banna, for the presentation and everyone participating on this call. Please do reach out to us at QMBFS or Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company's team if you have any further questions. Ramadan Kareem to all of you. Thank you very much for joining the call, and please stay safe. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.